Well, good morning. Last week we began a new study, and it's simply titled Life on Mission. And so last week's lesson was the introductory lesson. Today is Life on Mission, Grow. Peter Drucker, businessman, said every day you should ask yourself two questions. Number one, what business are we in? And number two, how's business? That's really sobering when you think about it. When you think about what business we're in, and then how's business? Maybe not as well as we hope. You see, we're in the witness business. No question about it. Acts 1:8. You shall be my witnesses, Jesus says. And that's important because we're his witnesses. We're not his prosecutors. We're not his judges. We're his witnesses. We are to witness about Jesus. And we have simply one job. One job. You go tell. You know, Matthew chapter 28, Jesus says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. We have but one job, and that job is simply you go tell. One job. It's amazing how people who have one job can mess up. For example, here's a person who printed a shirt, I guess maybe for mission work or something of that sort, Asia. Does that look like Asia? That's Africa. That's the continent of Africa. They have one job. One job. Just put Asia on the shirt. They put Africa. I want to warn you about Wednesday. Stay indoors. It's going to be 700 degrees. On Wednesday. I mean, the weatherman has one job. One job. Just the weekly forecast. Just one job. You got 700 degrees. That's hot. But what about this? When you come to this intersection, you got the Sopt. I don't even know how you pronounce that. But again, one job. Just one job. Just spell stop. So, maybe we don't feel so bad knowing that we're not doing as well as maybe we should be doing. You see, today we're going to talk about growing and the need to grow and to grow in our hope. You see, the more you are like Jesus, the more people will believe your witness. You know that? The more you resemble Jesus, the more you like Him, the more believable that you will be when it comes to your witness. You know, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, He said, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So Jesus says, we got to let our light shine. We got to let the world see our light. And so, how are we doing? Over in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 12, it says, keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, which they observe, them glorify God in the day of visitation. You see, if they can't see that you following Jesus has affected your life on earth, why should they believe that He can affect their life after life on earth? Right? I mean, if He hasn't affected you here, then how do we know He's going to affect them in the here and after? Is there a role model for Christianity? Yeah, there absolutely is. Romans 8, verse 29. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren. And so what God wants for every Christian is for you to look like Jesus. That's what he wants. That's our goal. That's what we're striving for. It's not just about do's and don'ts and coming to church and taking the Lord's Supper. It's about taking on the likeness of Christ. It's about growing in his likeness. And that's a daily thing. It's a daily thing. It's going to take your whole life to grow up and look like Jesus. You know, I've met a lot of really wonderful people in the church. Really, really, really sweet people. But I have not yet met one person who did not need to grow. I don't care how sweet they are, how loving they are, how good they are, how wonderful they are. They still have a need to grow. All of us have a need to grow. You know, Jesus, Philip had said, you know, show us the Father. And Jesus said, Philip, you've been with me all this time and you say, show me the Father. He who has seen me has seen the Father. You see, he wants to see God in our lives. That's what people should see. They should see God in our lives. That's what people are looking for. See, we will never be perfect, but there are no excuses for ugliness. Right? And so many of us, you know, miss it every day. We just simply miss the mark. We just miss it. But there's no excuse to be ugly towards somebody. And so, if you're looking like Jesus makes us better Christians, why aren't more Christians interested in becoming more like Jesus? That's a good question. It's a really good question. And so let's look at some of the reasons. Some of the reasons why. Number one up here, maybe they don't believe that Jesus is really worth following. And maybe that's the message that we send to some people. That he's simply not worth following. You see, it takes hard work. That's the second one. It takes hard work. It takes hard work to follow Christ. It really does. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of energy, putting your life in check. Jesus said, and Paul writes over here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, he says, on the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. Notice, discipline yourself for godliness, for bodily discipline is only a little profit. It just profits you here. But godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds the promise for the present life and also for the life to come. And so we need to exercise ourselves to be godly. That takes work. It takes effort. It means we're going to get in the Bible. It means we're going to read it. It means we're really going to strive to take on the life of Jesus. As hard as that is, we still strive to do that, and we have help in doing that because you have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in you, and he empowers you to live the Christian life. He enables you to do what you would not be able to do on your own. And then I think a third reason here is they aren't in a training relationship. You need to be with people who are like Christ. And the more you get around people who are like Christ, the more you will become like Christ. They show you what it is you're to become. They show you what it is that God wants for your life. And so we see it in their life, and we need to live that out. That's what God is calling us to do. If you get with the wrong people, you will never get there. You simply will never get there. Paul says that bad company corrupts good morals. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. And we all know how that works. You get around the wrong people, and you're going to go down the wrong road. You get around the right people, and they're going to keep you on track. I mean, it's really pretty simple when you think about it. But there seems to be this disconnect between discipleship and evangelism. Discipleship is being with Jesus. It's learning to be like Jesus in every area of your life. for the sake of the world. That's why you do it. It's for the sake of the world. It's so you can reach the world. It's so that you can talk to people about Christ. You know, like a bodybuilder, for example. You know, you can look in the mirror and say, you know, I look good. But if you're a disciple of Jesus, you're to bear fruit. If all you do is look in the mirror, you simply aren't doing your job. And I think many of us, that's what we're doing. We're called to bear fruit, not just look in the mirror. You will never grow in any area of your life if you only work at it, you know, just once a week. If you don't put no effort, you don't put no energy into it. Exercise yourself to be godly. It takes work. It takes exercise. It takes a lot of decision making in your life. But it requires that you, you know, do something more than just once a week. What if you're going to run a marathon, for example, and you're just going to practice on Saturday? You ain't going to run a marathon. It ain't going to happen. You can't practice on Saturday to run 26 miles. You can't do it. It takes much more practice than that. Growing is being a disciple who makes disciples. You know you're growing when you are making disciples, when you are bringing other people to faith in Christ. And the side benefit of that is they will help you grow. Because as you're helping them grow up in Jesus, you're growing in the process. And so it's you benefit just helping another person grow in their faith in Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1 verse 12, Paul says, that is, that I may be encouraged together with you while among you, each of you by his own faith, both by yours and mine. When disciples go out and make disciples, you know that you have done your job. Because Paul writes over in 2 Timothy 2 verse 2, the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. And so when you see those you taught out teaching, you know that you've done a good job. And really, discipleship is a whole lot like parenting. It's like parenting. You know, you raise children in your home, and what do? You prepare them for life outside of the home. That's what you do. Listen, if you're 26 years old or 30 years old or 40 years old and you're still living in mama's basement, that isn't good and it isn't healthy. You should have got out on your own. Somebody didn't do a good job raising you. Because if they did a good job raising you, you're not going to be 26 years old sitting in mom's basement playing video games. You're going to go out and you're going to have a job and you're going to be working in the world and you're going to have a family of your own, because that's the way it works. And discipleship is just like parenting, preparing people for the world. And you're preparing believers to talk to other people who don't know Jesus about Jesus so that they can know Jesus and become part of God's family. God wants us to grow in our discipleship, so that we can teach, so that we can talk to other people about faith in Christ. And so this morning, if you're struggling in your faith, you're not growing the way that you think that you should, I would just highly want to recommend that you get with a brother or a sister in here who you believe is spiritually mature, and walk with them and let them walk with you and let them show you what it means to follow Jesus. They will help you. They will help you. And listen, if we're struggling, we need help. If we're not doing it on our own, then it's not wrong to reach out and get help. It's what you're supposed to do. It's what anybody does. If someone struggles with alcohol or something, you get help, right? That's what you do. And so you need help. There are people in this church that will help you, that will walk with you and show you the way of following Jesus. And if you don't know Jesus and you're not in a relationship with Jesus, let me just say real quick, you know, the Bible is clear. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. It's that simple. If you have Jesus, you have life. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have life. If you don't have Jesus and you want life, you need to come to Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. If you need Jesus this morning, we urge you to come. We're going to sing a song, and the reason we have this song is to encourage you to get out of your seat and come forward and say, I want to know Jesus, and we will talk to you about Jesus. And so whatever your need is, make it known as we sing.